Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
It is 720 WGN. Good morning. I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. And it's that time. The season is underway. Pat Fitzgerald, head coach of the Northwestern University football team, our Wildcats, is on the phone. How are you this morning, Pat?
Hi, Lisa. Good morning. It's great to be on with you.
Oh, my gosh. Great to hear your voice. I was telling Dave this morning that I know you work out to Metallica, but, you know, having worked at US 99 for many years, I know that. Are you a closet country fan? Or are you just, you go to the concerts. I see you there.
No, I'm not a closet country fan. I'm a country fan.
Oh.
No, absolutely. Yeah, no, the Metallica takes me back to the 90s, and the country is a little bit more modern. So, but yeah, no, it's great to be on with you both and excited for kickoff tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Well, you have not been an advocate of Friday night games, and that's no secret. But this one, I don't know about you, this one feels different to me. It feels right, given all everybody's been through, and it's the first game for you with fans back. Do you kind of feel that way?
Yeah, you know, I'm excited to get the fans back, no question, Dave. I mean, it's going to be great. You know, you and I were a part of it a year ago. It just was a little bit surreal having empty Big Ten stadiums. I'm still wishing we were playing tonight and not tomorrow. You know, especially in the opener, I'd prefer to play on if we're going to get to play a non-traditional day, not Saturday, I'd rather play on a Thursday night and leave Friday to Illinois high school football. But that's not the choices that were made. And so we'll tee it up and we'll play Friday. And, hey, it gives me a positive opportunity to go see my son Ryan and the freshman team play over at Loyola Academy on Saturday morning. So There's always a positive. Always
there
a positive.
You go. There you go. You know, getting back to the fact the fans weren't there last year, one of your players, Brandon Joseph, who's preseason All-American and rightly so, said this week that here he had this great season, the team had this great season last year, and yet you would look around in the stadium and the fans weren't there except for a few family members in some cases. And he said it made him kind of sad. And do you think that's a sentiment that was shared by your players and really is a motivating factor going into this season?
Yeah, I mean, you play for each other. You play for your fans. And when, you know, half of that equation is not a part of, you know, the experience, it really leaves a lot to be desired, and now to be back to quote unquote some semblance of normalcy is going to be a lot of fun. I mean, you look at what the White Sox are doing right now, and the great crowds down on the South Side, and seeing you know the pageantry of baseball come back, and you know you even think about you know the game out in Iowa when they played out in the cornfields, the Field of Dreams game. You know, I think you know sports in America. It's not only those that are in the arena on the field or in the court. Or on the ball field, but it's a huge part is the pageantry and all the lead up to it for the fans and the experience of game day. So, yeah, I think our guys will be really excited and you know, just enjoy the moment and understand just how thankful we are and privileged we are to have that type of fan support.
You stunned the world by naming Hunter Johnson your starting quarterback 2 weeks ago. That's not your MO in the past to name a starter that far in advance. Was this a case of when you know, you know?
Well, we came out of spring ball, and Mike Bajakie and I said, okay, if we were playing, you know, the Saturday after spring ball, who would be our starter? And it was Hunter. You know, he had won the job at that point. And then, you know, just going through the summer and, you know, workouts and leadership, and then we kind of made a decision that 2 weeks into camp, if there's a big change, then we'll make it. If not, then Hunter will be our starting quarterback because he's earned it. And you know, then we're gonna get ready to go prepare for the opener with that in mind. And you know, I think back to a couple of years ago, Dave, when we you know didn't have a clear cut starter, we probably waited a little bit too long. If I were to self assess my decision making, and you know, where last year kind of cleaned itself up a lot quicker. So I think you just take it on a case by case basis, year by year, and really proud of Hunter what he's overcome and. I know he's excited to lead our team out on Ryan Field tomorrow night.
Hey, Coach Fitzgerald, is it true that your family members identify you as the man who's never had a good tan?
Sure. That's an easy statement. I don't know. I feel like I tan like an Irishman, you know? It's shades of red.
Oh, it's great to talk to you. Pat Fitzgerald, head coach of Northwestern University football. We wish you well tomorrow night, and Dave will be out there just cheering you on.
Well, thanks, Lisa. It's great to hear your voice. And Mr. Cat, it's unbelievable. It's going to be year 16 together, buddy. And it's amazing being with the Hall of Famer, Lisa. So enjoy the moment.
You
so,
haven't aged have a, great... a bit, but
yeah,
whatever.
I don't know about that. Have a great one. I look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night. Go Cats. Thanks.